This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's down to a few plays. And when you go back through the film, you just say, gosh, if we had gotten executed that play right there, it continues the drive. We're not punting, or we're not whatever. We're not turning the ball over on downs. One to two plays can change the outcome of a game, which ultimately changes the outcome of a season, and we wouldn't be sitting here. So it sucks, it hurts, but I'm not in the mood of thinking you have to blow it all up. I don't think that's rational.
Calm, cool, collected, steady as she goes.
Tell you, he's not.
F that!
Say he's not concerned about any chickens coming home to roost.
Well, this is you're on a streak. That's
well,
three times in a row.
I remember it.
Correctly.
Then I got it right.
Yeah.
So
congratulations.
Hopefully, I won't screw that up again in the future.
We're all very proud of you. 803-0550 is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Enjoying the calls very much here, so please do feel free to keep them coming. What is this you have just shared on social media that includes somebody's phone number? Because I don't know. Like I you know. I get like that could be fun, but I don't think I would want complete strangers driving down Elmwood Avenue to have my phone number.
Well, don't be in these guys' fantasy league, I guess, is the moral of this story. So it looks like somebody over at Channel 4 had posted a tweet. It's like, if you've driven down Elmwood Avenue towards Kenmore, it's likely you've already seen this billboard. She had spoke to Josh and his friends to hear the story, but there is a
this is just
billboard.
Some random Buffalonian named Josh, not the Bills quarterback.
Correct.
Okay.
Who came in last place in his fantasy league, and clearly the
penalty.
I was gonna say prize, but penalty for coming in last place was the group put together whatever it cost to throw up a billboard that has a picture of Josh. Underneath says "Roast him" in red. With his phone number, and it says Josh sucks at fantasy, 3-11 record. It's awesome. I've seen some real shameful ones where like guys got to go to like a baseball game with like weird paint on his just like weird stuff.
Yeah.
This one is like I think both funny and like maybe he's gonna get a bunch of text messages from random people poking him, but this isn't. Like super, I would think embarrassing for Josh in the way that I've seen some other penalties. This is good. This should probably be. I'm sure the local billboard company's got to be like, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's go with this some more. But yeah, it's a good penalty.
It's not. I haven't had to change my phone number in a very, 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 very long time. Like I have the same cell phone number. That I've had since I think maybe I've ever had a cell phone.
I think they ran out of 716 numbers, so it's probably for the best.
Is it that hard to change? It's not, right? I could go to the Verizon store right now and just get a new phone and change my number, right?
Is that how that works?
I don't know.
Or is it more like Social Security?
I'm asking because the penalty extending beyond like, everybody's having, like some maniac out there still has my phone number and is going to be texting me 6 years from now. Like, no thanks. I don't need that. But I'm wondering how easily you can replace get a new phone number. Because I don't know. I haven't had to. I mean, my kids got new phone numbers, but they got new phones. Like, when they got phones the first time, obviously you got a new number. I just don't know how hard it is to change. I've had the same company and the same number for, again, I think since cell phones were basically invented. Like, I had one through work for a while. I had a pager at one time through work, by the way. Remember those? Remember pagers?
I don't personally, because it never.
I had a pager. Hey, the Sabres made a trade. Call me. Okay. Anyway, I'm just not sure I'd want my phone number on a billboard. But you know, that's just me. But I get it. It's no gotta eat 24 hours in the Waffle House. Speaking of going to games, you ever hear this one? Mike told me about this. It was, do you remember the overtime game at the end of the Rex era? The Christmas Eve Bills Dolphins game. They went to overtime. The loser of a fantasy league that I don't know if Mike was in the league or if these were just people he knew. Whoever lost that year in fantasy had to go to that Bills game and wait, again, this is the height of the drought, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so not the height, it's the end of the drought.
It's the end of it, yeah.
But still, it's...
They're at the end, but it's still in it.
Yeah. Rex Ryan is your coach.
Like, yeah, right.
Josh Allen's not here yet, right? Uh-huh. So you had to go to that game and take a selfie or have someone take a picture of you with the clock showing zeros on it. Like, so you had to stay for the whole, on Christmas Eve, stay for a meaningless Bills-Dolphins game and get the clock zeros, and that game went to overtime and, like, used up almost all of the overtime, too. That was a tough one, I would say.
I don't remember that game. 2014?
Tyrod Taylor. No, 20, it's Rex, so is that 16? Yeah. The end, 15 or 16. The end of the season. It's a Miami game, and... Rex doesn't know that they in order to stay alive, they need to win it. He's like sort of playing for a tie. Do you remember this? Does this ring a bell now at all?
A little bit.
I'd have to look for the year. I think it's the year maybe it's his first year here, and then he got fired. Either way, it's Rex.
Yes, it would have been his first year because he would have been the last two games of the year they had a interim head coach.
Interim coach. Okay.
So yeah, it would have been year one.
15 then.
Yes.
Okay.
Ugh.
Right.
Think about that.
That's a tough one. All right. Frank is first up. Thanks for sitting through all that, Frank. Frank is first up this segment here on WGR. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Also honored to be on the air with Nate here. I'm just wondering, I'm getting really like shades of Marcel Darius here with the whole James Cook situation. And we all know how that went. Like, the relationship soured, seems like, shortly right after he got paid. Like, he says, I think they don't want, or like, I think he said something like, they don't want me or something. But I truly believe that we need to really hang on to James Cook just for the explosive plays alone. It seems like we didn't have much after the initial James Cook. I mean, where James Cook play, and then we follow it up with, like, I don't know, like maybe like a third down play from Davis or something, but it just didn't seem to register like the same as the James Cook play would, and I'm really scared for next season. And also, before I go, I want to leave a quote, but maybe for Nate Geary to probably like say that's some high quality H2O after every good play, even though it's like a 30-year-old reference by now.
That's a Waterboy reference. I love it. Love it, Frank. Thanks for throwing that right in Bulldog's face.
Yeah,
he looked at me, blank eyes. No rise out of him.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell the connection between James Cook and Marcel Darius is. Honestly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm struggling from the point of inception of the call here.
You know, when they paid Marcel, it all came crashing to the ground. But there were like kind of signs before that they were also a desperate franchise who could not lose him.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a bad example.
Yeah, it's a very different time.
It's a reach.
Yeah. I mean, very different positions too.
Yes,
but yeah, the warnings like Darius. There were stories that, you know, of course we hear it all about it after, right? But you know, it's like late for meetings, sleeping, different things. Look, I'm not against sleeping, but like at work time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Probably bad. Like, I love a good nap, but right now would be a bad time for me to take a nap as we're in the middle of work. And Darius had that reputation, I think, even before they paid him. And so that was, yeah, that's a desperate team with a high pick that they're looking to make into a success story. Like, look, we got him a second contract because he's so good. We picked him. Aren't we awesome? And yeah, the Bills are vastly different in how they operate at this point. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if the caller's worried that James Cook is going to get paid and then not stop trying or something. One thing that I think is maybe easy to get lost in all the conversation about him and the noise he's already made here early this offseason about getting paid and wanting the contract, $15 million annual average value. I mean, good luck to you. I do think it looks, at least from the distance I'm viewing it from, like that's a dude that really dug in between year two and year three. I think that there was a stronger guy. I think there was a more explosive guy. I think right from the beginning of this year, you saw him getting around the edge on plays that I think his first 2 years in the league, I would not have expected him to win, like getting out there. So I think there was work done, footwork, like work on footwork and foot speed.
Yep.
And explosiveness and different things. And, you know, look, it's not overhauling your quarterback mechanics like Josh Allen did between year two and year three, but it is something. You know, I mean, you're in the NFL, you're a starting caliber running back, you're coming off a 1,000-yard season. James Cook could have just, like, I'm all set over here.
Yeah, could have coasted right into the season.
And
yeah.
I think he dug in. So I want to respect that to an extent. I guess I would say I want to reward that, but just, you know, within reason. Is what but I'm not worried about motivation. I would just more worry about value.
Well, I'm glad you got to the value of it, because we had this conversation for like 5 minutes off air yesterday as we were getting ready to get out of here. And I said to you, you know, $15 million a year. You know, that is the 27th highest paid wide receiver in the league right now because of how depreciated the value of running backs got. It hit its floor. And now it's bouncing back.
Right.
Like, you know, if it's a stock, it plummeted, it got to the bottom, and now it's recovering. And that's where the running back position is right now. And yet, at $15 million, everyone's like, $15 million? Oh, my God, for a running back. We've gone so far in the other direction of value that the 27th highest paid wide receiver in football today, right now, making $15 million a year, is Tyler Lockett. Would you spend $15 million a year on a player like Tyler Lockett right now? I don't think so, but that's the going rate for a wide receiver that is very middle of the pack.
Well, at least it was when he got his contract.
Sure.
Like, the timing matters.
Actually,
there, but
middle
still,
of the pack, I mean, 27th running back is making like $800,000.
Right, I wouldn't be surprised if Ty Johnson were the 27th highest paid running back in the league. I don't know that he is, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
I think that also has to be part of the conversation. It's not just to me, well, I have to fit $15 million on the books. This is hard. The math isn't mathing on, you know, SpotTrack or something. But like, I also believe that if you've got a great running back, if you have a top five running back, and you sign, let's say they sign him this year and it's $14.5 million. That's what they agreed to. In 2 years, where I think contracts are now kind of bouncing back, Bijan Robinson, he's going to make a lot of money in a couple years. The Gentry kid, the kid from Boise State that's going to be drafted this year, he's going to make a bunch of money in a couple years if he's really good.
Jahmyr Gibbs is probably going to get paid.
Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get paid.
I mean, he was a first-round pick, so he's got a little more time than we have
but
here.
But my point is, I think in 3 and 4 years' time, when that contract is in the meat and potatoes of it, I don't think we're going to look at it and say, this is a terrible contract. But I get it. It's relative to what your roster construction is. And, you know, some teams, the Bills are not, barring some big fundamental shift, the Bills are not going to be paying $30 million to a receiver. So 15 to a running back, that's not the equivalent of 30 to me to a wide receiver. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. It really comes down to me how much... How much does the position depend on everyone else? The receiver obviously depends on the quarterback. So if I've got a quarterback, I want to spend on receiver. If I've got a great offensive line, don't I want to just plug in a running back on a rookie contract and to an extent assume? How much different are the Philadelphia Eagles if David Montgomery is their running back instead of Saquon Barkley this year? It's not all the stories. It's not, you know, everybody's not dunking on Joe Shane and the Giants. But, like, on the field, how much different is it? Like, does he get 1,500 yards to the almost 2,000 that Barkley got? And how much does that change the Eagles' season?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I've been arguing for almost 20 years. Probably not a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
What is it smart money, period? Like, sure, the way the Bills are built right now and with everybody eats, I agree. I think I want to find more and different kinds of receivers, but I'm not terribly interested in a DK Metcalf trade right now or any $30 million wide receiver trade like I was after almost immediately after the Bills traded Diggs. But I still don't know that tying up that kind of cap space on a running back, I still think the position is what it's been, which is replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
The tide is turning. It's changing. That doesn't make it right.
It's replaceable in Like, is James Cook replaceable? I think Ty Johnson. I think Ray Davis. I think Raheem Mozart. I think, you know, maybe give me a better example of a better running back that's not quite the group of like five or six, mm-hmm. but that are just right outside of it. I think there's a lot of replaceable guys at the position. I think there's a small number of players that, unless you're bad, and I think that might be part of this conversation, is he's replaceable to the Giants because the Giants aren't good.
Right.
So a running back doesn't matter to them. But when you are good, a good running back can and has proven this year in multiple instances, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, dramatically changed those teams because they're good. If Derrick Henry is in Tennessee, which he was, doesn't matter. But when you're good, a really good running back does have maybe more value. So are running backs replaceable? I think most are. I think James Cook is broaching the... If the Bills moved off James Cook this year and got somebody else in the draft, there's not a guarantee he's going to step in and emulate mm-hmm. that production. So I think he has a unique skill set to the league, that he's fast and he's a big play threat of the backfield. He can catch. He can do a bunch of things. He's proven to be a more physical runner this year. He's added that element. He is, to me, in the group of five or six players that on good teams aren't as replaceable as I think a lot of running backs are on bad teams.
803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.